A lot of tractors on the road. A lot of tractors here at Raider Auction Company, too. They had deal with tractors, combines, everything. But very important when you talk about farm safety. But, you know, something that we want to talk about here, and, of course, tragedy. We lost Mr. Delbert Raider a little earlier this year, just a short time ago. But people may be wondering, what's gonna happen with Raider Auction? Going to continue on, Mary Elizabeth. Tell us a little bit about what the plan is now that you guys, you and Adam, are pretty much running the show, and Daniel.
Yes, we are continuing on. We're going to keep buying, selling, and trading daily. We're still going to have our four auctions a year. Nothing's going to change.
So you're going to continue on. I mean, I think your dad had been training you guys. You were telling just a while ago off the air that he had been trying to train you in a Delbert Raider kind of way.
Yes, he trained us for each particular, you know, part that we do here. He was trying to train Adam on selling and putting numbers on pieces, and of course Daniel, he knew, he's been trucking for over 20 years, and of course my end of things on the back end, doing the auctions, doing the inventory and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, he would call us over and say, what do you think about this? What are your thoughts? What kind of price would you put it on there? Kind of like a pop quiz.
Did you get them right all the time?
No.
You know, that makes it fun. But, you know, obviously a real legacy and tradition here. He was in the business, in the equipment business and tractor business for how many years?
Yes, he started here, actually, in this building in the mid-70s, as soon as he graduated high school.
Obviously, what a great career and in the business, and well respected around. And I'm sure you guys have heard that and seen that over the years. Well respected among people in the equipment and tractor and combine industry.
Absolutely, he loved used equipment more than new equipment. He loved all of his customers, and I know his customers thought so much of him. And we're so thankful of all the love and support that everybody has poured out to us.
And, you know, and I've always heard him say, when it was an auction time, it's truly a family event plus some, because it takes the entire family to put an auction on, plus some help from friends, too.
It does. It takes all five of us kids to put on an auction. And, of course, Amy, she's been around. I'm not going to tell for how long because she'd be mad at me. And all of our, like, Doug, he's here every day. Right. And we have some others that'll come in seasonally for the auctions and help out.
Amy's like a member of the family, but we're not going to tell how many years, right?
She is. She's basically just my sister. I've known her forever, yeah. Ever since I was 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. Now, we're not going to say how many years Amy had known you before that, right?
Yes. So I grew up around her. She's just like a sister.
How does Amy always plan this? On remote days, she has always either got a doctor's appointment, something going on every time we come in, right?
I really don't know how she does that. And I didn't tell her y'all were coming today.
Oh, really?
No, it just kind of happened that way.
My intuition, I guess, after all these years, right?
I guess.
Kind of figured it out for sure. So, obviously, next auction coming up in December, you guys are making big plans, as we talk with Adam about, for that right now.
Yes, December 19th. Our December auctions are always the biggest. If you have any questions, give us a call. We would love to have your equipment. December is always a good time to sell your equipment. Prices are always spot on.
And you guys have, actually, not only do you do the auctions, but you could sell pretty much year-round. You have equipment here on the lot that's for sale if folks need something and can't wait till auction time.
Yes, absolutely. We keep a pretty wide variety of inventory on the lot. If anybody is ever looking for a specific piece, just give us a call. If we don't have it, we can surely find it for you.
And you guys have got a great network of folks, and that you can find equipment, tractors, combines, whatever you need. And I think it says a lot for you.
We do. We work with some of the local dealers, and even the dealers, you know, out in Indiana, Illinois, Tennessee, Alabama. They send us stuff over, some used equipment. They're like, are you interested? Right. And we tell them if we are.
And I think it's a great market out there for used equipment this day and time, because not everybody can afford new, and some farmers really like to have the used equipment.
That's right. The used market, it's struggling a little bit right now, but every market is, it seems like. But yeah, the used market's the way to go, especially for the smaller farmers who can't necessarily go out and buy a brand new combine or tractor.
Sure. And a lot of times those guys who do buy the brand new ones, they're going to trade in a year or two, so it gets another piece of equipment that can stay in operation and provide somebody else a good piece of equipment as well.
Exactly, that's right.
Of course, we're at Raider Auction Company, really talking about the company and what they're doing. And we'll come back and talk more with Adam and Mary Elizabeth about what they're doing as far as where you can find things on the website, keep up with the auction sale and things like that as well. And just really about this business and the tradition here at Raider Auction Company as well. It's National Farm Safety Week. We're on 106.5 WKDC.